Blog Talk Radio.
Herb. Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
Peace and love, family, and welcome, to Orgasmic Life Radio. This is your host, Zakiya Z. I always call myself Z here on the show, and I welcome you tonight to Orgasmic Life Radio and the Bush is Swelling show. I'm sorry that we had a little bit of an interruption there. Got some rain going on here in Baltimore, but it's all good. It's all good and all God. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm going to actually bring on our host, our other host tonight, Speaker MC. Are you there, Speaker MC Marcia?
I am certainly here, Z. I am certainly here. Good evening. Good evening. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Goddess. Thank you for being here. We are safe. We are sound. And we are ready.
Ready to rock and roll. We have a fabulous show tonight for you. And I just want to say we're so grateful that you have joined us once again on Orgasmic Life Radio and the Bush is Swelling show. My other co-host, Vonnie, is on a traveling venture. So we just want to say, hey, Vonnie, we miss you. We love you. And Marcia, you can go ahead and let the family know about our beautiful Najami.
Tonight you guys have just more because my other half the Bush woman decided to take a plane ride to go elsewhere. So I wonder if both she and Bonnie are in the same place or in the same plane. Well, I wish them safe travels, and we love them and we miss them. And hey, the show must go on. So that's what we're here to do. Me and Z, yep, holding it down.
Yes. I love it. I love it. The two queens holding it down. Yes, yes. So thank you so much once again. So for those who are just joining us the first time on Orgasmic Life Radio, we just want to say we are so blessed to have you. And we have a little disclaimer that we offer here. We want you to know this is an R-rated show. And tonight, we're going to be talking about sex, baby. So if you got some little ones running around or anyone around who you don't want to have this very sensitive conversation, to hear this very sensitive conversation, invite them to go move yourself to another area, because we are going to be talking sex, and we don't want to offend anyone. The other thing is that we do offer suggestions and recommendations here. But please, please, please see your medical professionals before you would try anything that may be suggested here. We are not doctors, and we don't claim to know what's for you and what's best for your body. So please check with your health professionals before you try anything that we have suggested here. And it's just going to be a fun night, Marcia. I am actually going to turn it over to you, Queen, and let you move forward, because you have a lot of information to share with the family tonight. So I will be here, and I will turn it over to you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Z. Thank you to the Orgasmic Life Blog Talk Radio segment. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Bush is S-W-E-L-L Swelling Show. Yes. I'm your host. I'm the other half. It's me and Bushwoman. And as I made that disclaimer before, that Bushwoman is absent today. She's on a plane. So first, we'd just like to thank our thanking on her behalf, the Orgasmic Life Radio on Blog Talk. Glad you're here to join us for your eargasmic listening pleasure on the Bush is Swelling Show. What this show does is that it explores sexual wellness through mental masturbation. Yes, clutch your pearls. We talk adult conversation. So grab your wine, grab some dark chocolate, sit back, relax, put up your feet, and just engage in this sexy, sensual, stimulating conversation about how do I taste? Remember, we are not doctors. We're just bringing you the information so that you can begin stimulating and igniting the fire between the sheets. You can begin boosting your sexual self-confidence to stir up that passion in your relationship. And you can learn about the Bush natural and herbal concoctions for nourishment and tapping into your soulful sexual wellness. Plus, you can expand your sexual vocabulary, because we're going to introduce to you a new way to think about toys and their healing benefits. Absolutely. When you tap into your soulful sexual wellness, and when you use the Bush concoctions, you begin to liberate your being as you engage in and embrace your orgasmic awareness through the art of communication. Yes. So we welcome you. Join in on the conversation that teases your senses and titillates your body and your soul. Please ask us any questions. Ask any questions that you always wanted to ask. Yeah. Awaken your inner Bushman and Bushwoman and get your sexual wellness and live empowered lifestyle. So come play today on the Bush is Swelling Show. Today, our topic is oral sex. And our segment is called How Do I Taste? We were going to have a very esteemed guest here tonight. However, she has had a family emergency. So our show is a little bit tweaked. So I know you'll enjoy because I promise we're delivering nothing but fun and information. Okay? So this month, we're all talking about taste. Yeah. We swap saliva and bodily fluids with our sex partners, right? Ever stop to wonder how you taste to them? Or even so, why do they taste that way to you? Can we talk? All right. Nothing turns us off more than how your partner smells. And secondly, how they taste. Am I right? Oh, I'm sorry. I lost some people. For the clueless, we're talking about oral sex. Oral sex, cunnilingus, analingus, fellatio. Heard of those? Hello! Here is where good communication is extremely important. Talk about the art of communication. That's right. So that your feelings aren't hurt in the process. You really, really need to be tactful and diplomatic. But if you've done your homework and had these conversations before swapping the DNA, then your comfort zone should not be marred at all. Okay? But keep in mind, it's always better to address an issue like this, because which woman doesn't like her pussy licked? That's right. And which guy doesn't like his dick sucked? Yes, I told you we spoke like grown folks, because only grown folks engage in this kind of conversation and this kind of action. That's right. So we're going to talk about the other mealtime event, what it is, what happens, why and when your food is unpalatable, and where to get a better chef, or better ingredients. Yeah, and though our sister Bushwoman is not with us today, well, we're going to be talking a little bit about what she does as well, okay? So for now, you have me. And who am I? I'm an award-winning international speaker and sexual wellness consultant, and I share my message of empowerment to women who find themselves just lonely in their relationships. Can any of you relate to that? Can I get an amen to any of that? Yeah, because I know there are a few of us women out there who are just in that situation. I help them through virtual medium like radio shows such as this one. Orgasmic Life Radio has helped us to host the Bush is Swelling Show. That's a radio show. I do podcasts, webinars, TV shows, and live events. So these women can now regain their intimacy. They can have better sex, and they can reclaim their sexuality. Yes, that's what I do. And I love what I do. That's my passion. So let's begin. Let's make a definition of what is cunnilingus, fellatio, and analingus. Well, it's when you stimulate your partner's genitals with your mouth, your lips, and or your tongue. And this may be licking or sucking your partner's penis or dick. That's called fellatio. Or eating her vulva or yoni, just sucking on her clitoris. That's cunnilingus. The third, the act of using one's tongue, usually, on the anal rim of another person, that's lovingly called rimming, or analingus. Our acts of giving or receiving pleasure, you know, sexual pleasure. But you might be wondering, well, I don't do that. Who does that? Well, you'd be surprised. According to the CDC, which is what it's known in the U.S., Centers for Disease Control, which is similar to the public health in the U.K., they both report similar statistics of who engages in oral sex. And I'll have the stats for you here. 71% of 16 to 24-year-olds engage. 71%. 80% of 25 to 34 year olds That's almost the entire 25 to 34 year old population. Yeah. 78% of 35 to 44 and 67% of 45 to 54. But here's where it gets lower. 35% of females between 55 to 64. Why is that? And 52% of the males between 55 to 64. Why is that? And it gets even lower when you cross over the 65-year-old thresh line. 30% of males and 19% of females who are 65 and over engage in oral sex. We got to do something about that. We got to do something about that.
Well, I know that's right.
Let's look at it. So many of us are doing it, though. You know, with all that practice, how can you have a bad event, right? But I'm pretty sure somebody has had a bad event, whether you're engaging in all three or even just one of the three. And a bad event might be because you didn't know it was a teeth party. Yeah. I didn't say tea party, you know, with the white gloves and all. I said teeth. Teeth party. You know, you're getting all scraped and bruised. Yeah. Or partner lost the map and couldn't find their way to the promised land. Or worse, according to Biggie Smalls, now, pardon my tune, I might be out of tune, but that tune that goes, Biggie, give me one more chance, baby, baby, give me one more chance. So the lyric says, it smells like sanitation, garbage, I turn like doorknobs, no penetration. You can look it up. But yeah, that relates to the smell, right? Okay. Now, there's simple remedies for these. For number one, the teeth party. The simple cure is just technique and communication. That's it. More licking, more tender touch, less teeth. Or maybe even less focus. You know, sometimes they focus on one particular area and it just gets overstimulated. Yeah. So technique and communication. Or for the people who lost their map, you know, exploration, be like Vasco da Gama or Walter Raleigh. Check it out. Explore the mountains, the Mons of Venus. Yes, you know, that fatty part at the top of the yoni, the vulva. Learn the anatomy. Get up close and personal. Locate the labia, the kit. Look under the clit. Look under the hood. Yeah. Or feel the shaft. Find the perineum, the glands, and find his F spot. Yeah, we have a G spot and they have an F spot. Tell me what their F spot is. I will give someone a free ticket to my next event if you can tell me what his F spot is. And I will come back to that. Yes, because this is something that we also talk about in the Mistress Academy masterclasses. Absolutely. So I'm going to come back to that. I'm not going to reveal it just yet. So any of our callers later on, if you can tell me, you get a free ticket. All right? Okay. So today's show, yeah, we're talking about exploration. So explore all of that. Explore the Venus Mons and the F spot and the labia, the clit, you know, under the hood, the glands, the perineum, explore all of that. Get up close to it and just say, hey, I'm whatever your stage name is, whatever your bedroom name is, just introduce yourself. Say, hello. And we even have some tools, you know, some play toys that can help you, like the sweet lip masturbator or the clitoral and G-spot vibrator or even the human vibrator. And in the Mistress Academy too. But today we are here to talk about the sanitation workers. Yes. It's great to keep the goal in mind, but what's standing in your way of the goal line? You can't do the kickoff from the punt line because the pigskin is kind of scaly, or it's too bumpy, or it's not inflated, or it's too inflated, or, yeah, you know those analogies. Whatever it is, it's stopping you from having that pleasure, you know, engaging in that moment of pleasure. I'm going to tell you the reasons why you need this anyway, but let's talk about some nice little remedies that you can apply, like right on this phone call, assuming that you're having that issue. I'm not pointing fingers and I'm not judging, okay? I'm just saying. So one is your hygiene. From a sexual wellness perspective, let's talk about your hygiene. Yeah. If the smell is an issue, then maybe it's timing. You know, when to shower, when to make love, or maybe you reschedule or combine the two. Yeah. But here are some tips that's advisable, especially for women, to keep the vulva, the yoni, and the vagina healthy. Remember, we went through this before, the parts of the vulva. Yeah. Stop calling it the vagina. Call it the pussy, okay? One is to stop washing with soap. You remove the mask. Take off the mask, all the perfumes. You'd think that the perfume, you know, the sprays and the wipes and the douches, all those things would help you. No, they're doing more harm than good. Yes, these perfumes that mask the smell, they're disturbing the pH balance of the vagina. The whole vagina, the whole vulva, the whole thing. Yeah, and vaginal douching, that's worse, because that usually causes, or it helps to cause, bacterial vaginosis, which, yeah, some people are familiar with that, or candidiasis, which is yeast infections. Vaginal, over excessive vaginal, well, I guess excess of anything, but just learn that the vaginal douching alters the entire pH balance of your vulva and your vagina, okay? Now, talcum powder, that's another no-no. Instead of using talcum powder, use cornstarch or corn flour if it's just to absorb the perspiration. That's something that you can do. Another technique or another thing, another tip is how you wipe. How many people wipe back to front? Anybody? Well, you should be wiping front to back after you use the toilet. It doesn't matter whether it's a number one or a number two, you pee or you removed waste from the rectum, whatever it is, you wipe from the front. And try to use undyed toilet paper, you know, because that's just adding to the mask again and the disturbing the pH balance. Yeah, so your wiping technique. So remove the mask, no more perfumes. Alter your wiping technique, the front to back. And the next tip is to loosen up. What does that mean? Well, avoid wearing those tight clothing made out of nylon and synthetic fibers. Yeah, those kind of stifle your area doesn't get air. So if it's not breathing and if it's not getting air, then it's stifling it, and then that can lead to the candidiasis, you know, yeast infections as well. Also, when people get out from the gym or they go swimming, you gotta come out of those wet clothes. Yes. Refrain from those wet clothes, keeping them on too long. Loosen up, dry off, clean up. Yeah. So those are three easy things that you can use. Three easy things that you can do, rather, you know, for personal hygiene. Now, excuse me. We talked about the external remedies. What about the internal remedies? For those who want to join the exploration team, let's get used to this vernacular, okay? You heard the words yoni and lingam before. Well, these, you know, refer to the genitals. The yoni for the female pussy, the vulva, and the lingam for the dick or the penis, okay? So we got that out the way. All right. Now, we know that when these two organs merge, you have a lot of miracles, right? Whether it's in just the feeling and the sensation, or it develops into a human life. And orgasms heal the body and it soothes the mind and it comforts the soul. So here's a penis fact. Semen contains only 1% sperm. The remaining 99% is proteins and vitamins and sugars and salts and cholesterol and water, all of that. All of that is used to protect and feed and fuel the sperm. That's why your diet can have such an impact on how your semen tastes. Ah, you didn't know that, right? 1% is sperm. Yes. 99% proteins, vitamins, salts, cholesterol, and water. Absolutely. So that's why it's important to know that what you eat is going to affect how you taste. And we know that food is information. It's informing the body what it's bringing to it, how it's breaking it down, and how it's using it to make the body better. Yeah, food is information. Would you agree? So here are some enemies, I should say, of oral sex. Because we're talking about what you're ingesting, what you're putting on the inside, what you're eating, what you're drinking, that's going to affect how you taste. So lots of red meat can create a very sharp and salty taste. Lots of red meat, all those steaks and beef burgers. And dairy. So dairy has high bacterial putrefaction levels, like in cheese and other dairy products, except for yogurt. But it can leave and create a bitter flavor, or it can be a salty flavor. Yeah, a lot of dairy can do that. And the stinky stuff like cabbage and cauliflower and asparagus, and even garlic. Yeah, anything that gives you bad breath, yeah, that's kind of a no-no. Even though I like cooking with garlic, I love eating garlic. I've never had any complaints about my yummy juice. Junk food is loaded with chemicals and preservatives. So, I mean, just for healthful reasons, you should just stay away from junk food, period. Coffee, too much coffee gives you a bitter taste. Garlic, as I said, it's kind of sulfuric and gives you garlic breath too. Same as with onions and cauliflower. Even though these things have their purposes, I'm just saying with respect to the taste of how you taste, that's the effect. I wanted to say something about smoking, because smoking also affects your taste. Yeah, you taste kind of smoky. Not like smoked ribs either, just smoky. The other day I saw where they're trying to make smoking sexy again. I don't know if you used to see movies back in the day, like old movies, and everybody and their mother in those movies used to smoke, and it just looked so sexy. They're trying to say that smoking creates focus, helps you to focus. It's such bullshit. Smoking doesn't help you to focus. Smoking contracts your arteries, and that's bad for you, and that can lead to ED. But I think the reason why they're trying to do this is because Philip Morris is trying to buy one of those. I think it's Nabisco is trying to buy. So the people who make cereals and all that and make all your baby foods, yeah, the tobacco companies are trying to zone in on that. So maybe that's why they're trying to swerve your mind, like, oh, smoking is sexy. Bullshit. Don't believe the hype. I'm telling you. So if you want it sweeter, eat more fruits like pineapples and melons and mangoes and cinnamon. And one thing I must say, drink a lot of water. Drink a lot of water. What's a lot? Like a gallon a day. Yeah, drink a lot of water, because this helps to flush out the toxins in your body and clear the smell and the taste of your bodily fluids. Drink a lot of water. When you drink a lot of water, you urinate frequently, right? And as soon as you feel like you have to pee, go ahead and pee, because this helps to flush out the bacteria out of the urinary tract, and it avoids urinary tract infection. And for the same reason, try to urinate before and after sex. Yes, absolutely. So, let's talk now about, let me see, some of the foods here. I wanted to go a little bit more in depth with some of the foods. Najami has provided me with some foods to go over, because Najami is the nutritionist in this half of the program here. And what she said is that, oh, here's one tip that we don't know. Vaginal dryness occurs when the estrogen level in your body drops and not enough moisture is produced to lubricate the vaginal walls. Okay, so some of the symptoms from vaginal dryness could be itching and stinging around the opening and the lower third of the vagina, or stress from childbirth and smoking. Yeah, always check with your physician. But drinking some pineapple juice, oh my God. Pineapples is like the go-to yoni fruit, can I tell you? And guys, too. Guys, when you ejaculate and you've been eating a lot of pineapple, oh my God, she doesn't want to drink your cum? Huh. Yeah, I know. Please don't give me the offended fan letter. She doesn't want to drink it or squirt it all over her face. You know, that protein is so good to grow your hair. Ladies, can I tell you something? The ejaculate is a good facial mask, because, you know, it gets real stiff, right? It's a good facial mask, tightens up those wrinkles. Guys, you can use that too. And it's good for your hair. When you wash your hair, put some of that sperm in your hair. I'm so serious. Don't we put egg in our hair? Okay, it's the same thing. What? Girl? Better ask somebody. So, guys, drink more pineapple juice so she'll be more willing to go down and give you some fellatio. Absolutely. Another good food is celery. Celery is known for increasing lubrication. So that vaginal dryness we spoke about, celery is very good for combating that, as well as masturbating. But we're not here to talk about masturbating, right? We're talking about food. And cinnamon, I think I mentioned it before, cinnamon is an alkaline spice, and it neutralizes the acidic taste of the vagina. Should I say that again? Cinnamon is an alkaline spice, and it neutralizes the acidic taste of the vagina. Make you look at cinnamon in a different way. But what about cranberries? Cranberry juice naturally counters bacteria in the urinary tract. Well, we know that. When you get a urinary tract infection, the first thing the doctor usually recommends is go drink some cranberry juice. Yeah, so we know that. It also keeps the pH levels balanced, which is good for things when it's getting funky down there. Oh, go get funky, funky. Oh, my goodness. All right. So I wanted to know if there were any questions out there tonight, if anybody wanted to chime in, chip in, ask any questions, put any commentary, because I'm going to tell you the 10 benefits of oral sex, but I wanted to know if you had any questions. Zakiya, are you on the line? Does anyone have any questions?
And it does look like there's a hand raised, so Sam, I just want to let you know that if you do have a question, press the number 1. To get into the queue. So let's see. I'm looking at 561308, and we're going to bring you in.
Welcome. Welcome to Orgasmic Life Radio on the Bush and Swelling Show.
Good evening, sister. Thank you very much for having me.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Peace and blessings, my brother.
Yeah, no, it's me. It's me. First of all, the topic for me as a man is one of particular speciality. Not just taste. In a palatable sense, but taste like in the whole sense. I mean, of course, by this point, I mean, I don't deal with a woman that don't know pineapples are her friend. I don't deal with any of that, but yeah, it's a thing beyond that. I think it's the psychology of the individual a lot of times, you know, because thoughts are real. You know, your thinking is real, and it affects your actual blood chemistry.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, sweet food and sweet thoughts, you know what I mean? It makes attractive what is ultimately a real intimate act of worship. Fun as it is, it's a real act of worship from, you know, one being to another.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Woo, my brother. Yes. So you're quite familiar with the exchange of energies and how if you have some bad energy going on and you guys engage in intercourse, how the energies are now aligned, bad and good, right?
Right. Well, I mean, I guess in that instance, you're talking about a power relationship. So it's really dependent on how the individual energies are aligned to me that will make them a quote unquote good or bad alignment. You know what I mean? Because it's like at the end of it, you know, nobody's quote unquote perfect. It's
uh-huh.
just some of us have, like, some of us got our demons on a leash. You know what I mean? And for people who let their demons run reckless, these are people who are to be avoided.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And you can tell way before you take your clothes off. You know what I mean? And by the time you take your clothes off, and I find this to be the case in particular with women, if you're really paying attention, you can smell it coming out of the pores. Like, my man could be 100% vegan, don't drink nothing but water and God tears. And you know what I mean? If at the moment he's in an improper space, you're going to smell that. You're going to feel that some kind of a way. It's like, then what's supposed to be a joyous thing, then it becomes work.
That's right. That's right. And no matter how she masks it, right? No matter how much perfume and deodorant and all that, you still smell it. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Sound like an aficionado. Are you a chef?
I can't officially say that because I've never really put my discipline towards actually going through a culinary program to call myself. I don't want to disrespect any of the potential lady chefs present. So, you know what I mean? I couldn't call myself a chef. But I love, you know, I cook. I love chemistry. And it's funny that you mentioned earlier releasing your inner bushman, because, I mean, that's been my lifestyle as of the last, like, 5-6 years.
Mm.
You know, and so what that deals with is the handling and the manipulation of herbs for, creation purposes.
Mm. Okay, what kind of herbs do you manipulate?
Well, I mean, it's nothing special. The way I present it is way more special than it actually is, I guess, because I've been around it for so long and I've been in contact with so many people, chiefly Caribbean people, who put me on to these things, but regular stuff. Basil. Raw basil
mm-hmm.
is an incredible herb. I'm talking out of experience. Raw basil,
mm-hmm.
that ginger, Cersei.
You want to tell the audience why you say raw basil is? I mean, we're here to educate and inform.
Raw basil, what it does is it assists in blood level alkalinity. It's a dark one, so you know, it has a great deal of ions and proteins to it. Consistent amounts of the actual plant itself and not like the dried herb.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get a different effect, because then there's, like I said, there's the alkaloids, there's the cytoplasms, there's the chlorophyll. All of this still remains. There's the, you know, the actual plant DNA, which is biologically more consistent with human DNA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, without having to get into a whole anthropological discourse, that herb, thyme, a lot of Chinese herbs, dong quai, these sorts of things. You know, stuff that's not too hard to find if you have a Caribbean market in your area.
And it's fresh stuff.
You
fresh,
got to have it fresh.
Green stuff, yes.
You
yes.
got to have it fresh.
Not dried, not spiced, not pickled, not prickled, not just fresh green. Because as you said, the chlorophyll, and I mentioned that, food is information, and the DNA that's in the food, it also comes into our energy field and interact with our DNA and our messaging centers. So you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. I thank you, my brother.
I appreciate you welcoming me, sis. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Oh, let me ask you a question.
Thank
you. Do you know the answer to the question?
Sure, go ahead.
Did you know the answer to the question?
Oh, the question. Ask again.
What's
I'm sorry.
F-spot? What's your F spot? The man's F spot.
Oh, yeah. That would be the area between the rectal opening and the testicles. Also,
not that spot. That's the perineum.
Oh, that spot. That would be the spot wait a minute. Because this is the oral show, so it's not that one. this is not the hand.
You can take it out of the
No, yeah. I might have to use the cheat code and Google that one. Because I'm up on the anatomy of things, but I don't know if I want to tell on myself all super hard. This is a room full of women we're talking about here. This is I am.
Okay, all right. I'll give you a pass. But I do appreciate you.
I appreciate your mercy.
No worries. Enjoy the show.
Thank you, sis.
Peace and love, my brother. Thank you so much. It's been a blessing to hear you. We learned a lot from you tonight. Speaker MC, I just want to let you know we do have another caller that wants to come in. Miss Bonnie!
Yes, absolutely.
Peace and blessings, Queen.
Peace, Queen.
Hey,
Bonnie. Hey, Marcia.
It's a party up in here.
It is a party. Oh my goodness, this has been. I am loving the show. So I am on vacation right now. So if you hear some little ones in the back, they're not in the room because they definitely not listen to the show. So I just want to let you know if y'all hearing. But let me just say this: that me and my king, we're sitting here listening to the show right now, and we are enjoying ourselves in this conversation right here, this grown folks conversation. And, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about how we need to be having more of these conversations, because we have a whole multi-billion-dollar industry out here that's about our scent and about what we are as women, disguising our scent and masking it and not really getting in touch with, authentically what we smell like, what we taste like, you know, what we feel like, you know, letting industry determine that. So, you know, when we're talking about the herbs and the pineapples and, you know, and how we're preparing our food and the energy exchange, you know, all of this right here is valuable information. And I'm just so so excited that you guys are presenting this. I wanted to also add, because I am a foodie, and like I said, I love to eat. The way that we cook our food and prepare our food, so a lot of dry foods when we're baking it and when we're frying our foods, that has a lot to do with our taste as well. So when we're eating it in a raw state and when we're eating it and we're preparing our food and also blessing our food, that energy has something to do with the way that we taste. Well, I just want to add that to the conversation, but this is, I'm just, like I said, I'm sitting here, we sitting up here just having a good time listening, and I thank you for bringing this topic to the show tonight, Marcia.
Oh, you are so welcome. Oral
yes.
sex is, and we thank you for, you know, bringing the fact that when the food is altered, when the molecules and the atoms are altered, it also creates. We were just talking about that with that young man, you know, it alters
yeah.
the information that it brings to the body, because, like I said, food
yeah.
is information. And
right.
it's packed with all its chlorophyll and all its atoms and molecules and iron set in a certain way. And when you expose it to, especially when you microwave something, oh, my God, that's just like damaging things, you know, damaging it all. Someone did an experiment the other day and they boiled some water, like a cup of water. They boiled it on the stove and, you know, the regular temperature that it goes above 100 degrees. And then they put the same kind of water, like tap water, into the microwave, and they put it on. I forgot how much it was 3 minutes or 2 minutes, and it didn't bubble or anything. But when they took it out, oh my God, the water just went, you know, because it had all that pressure that it had to release. So why didn't it do the same thing when it was on the stove? Two different processes. So two different processes brought about two different reactions. So I'm just saying that to say that, you know, try to stop microwaving your food. I'm guilty of that too. So I really
right.
have to be more aware of altering my food's DNA. So yeah, I appreciate you coming on and talking about the aspect of the food. Yeah, thank you. Thank
oh,
you, Ms. Ronnie.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Queen. I'm going to put my phone back on mute and keep on listening.
Okay.
All right, beautiful. Continue to enjoy your journey. Peace and blessings to you. I love you so much. All
love
right.
you too, Queen.
Peace and love. So we have some more callers waiting to get in. Area code 706-834. Welcome to Orgasmic Life Radio and the speaker and the Bush and Spelling Show.
Hello, this is Kalisa. I'm set.
Oh, Kalisa,
hello?
I stand blessing
queen. Hi, sister. How are you guys? I love your show.
Oh, thank
awesome.
You.
I've been hanging online ever since 8:55 waiting for you guys. It's great.
Well, you have a question?
Well, I don't have a question. I have a comment. And
okay.
Here's the thing. I love, 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 love sex. I just think it's the best thing ever. I always say that when I can't have sex anymore, I might as well die. Now, when that said, when it comes down to oral, and I just wonder if anybody else experiences this, I'd much rather give it than receive it. I don't too much care about, as a woman, receive. I just want to get down to business. Now, I love to give oral sex. I'll do that all day. But I just don't. I'll tolerate it if that's something he just really has to do. But it's just kind of like, okay, we're going to get down to it. And I wonder if there's other women who experience that, because I get, when I say that, people will say, well, you don't know what you're missing, or you never had anybody do it right. And I'm sure I have. I just prefer really deep penetration.
Huh. Okay. Orgasm, I'm glad that you brought up that point, because I'm like those other women, like, girl, you don't know what you're missing. What? But there are women.
Orgasm, but I just, it's not as strong. And I mean, it's like, okay, well, let's still do it again. Because I, you know, I'm just not really satisfied by it. Now, given it, I love it. I consider myself a self-made pro. But I just do not care about, I mean, I was dominated, but I don't. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
So would you say that you, would you say that when you orgasm, you ejaculate from the vagina area, so you're a vaginal ejaculator, as opposed to a clitoral ejaculator or an anal ejaculator?
Yes, yes, I would say that. I mean, I can have an orgasm in any way because I believe that I decide if I want to have an orgasm or not. I really believe that. I mean, if I don't want to, I'm not. However, I don't enjoy the orgasm as much when it's clitoral. I enjoy a vaginal, a deep penetration. Now, I really like an anal orgasm as well, but I out of those three, I prefer the clitoral least of all.
And what about with your nipples? Do you get stimulated from the nipple stimulation as well?
I do.
Because,
now,
I mean, you can have a combination.
I'll get in the mood, and of course, if there's a combination of those things, the orgasm is then stronger. But it's nothing to me like the deep penetration vaginal orgasm.
Okay, so you like the
sex, I'll kind of just be like, oh, okay, well, if that's what you really want to
really?
Do. Yeah, I mean,
oh, wow.
Really, I called in because I get, so I rarely find someone or meet someone that I say that to that actually agrees with me. I'm just kind of like the odd man out on that. And I'm fine with it. It's just,
yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, your taste is your taste, you know? Your taste is your taste. And the question I was going to ask was, you know, maybe your partner just doesn't know what they're doing, maybe? Maybe they're not applying. Maybe they're oversensitizing an area and you're getting a little turned off from it, or maybe you already have your mind made.
I don't get turned off. It's kind of just like foreplay. It's just it's like some women are like, they can just take that and they can just take that and that's it and they'll satisfy with that. To me, it's just a part of foreplay and I want to get on through it so I can get down to the real business.
Well, I mean, listen, to each his own, you know, and I applaud you because not many women will say that, but there are women who actually are in your boat. They prefer a vaginal penetration that could bring them to that orgasmic pleasure that they desire, as opposed to someone, you know, saying, okay, let's have some oral sex. Yay, okay, so you're done. Now I want the penetration. Yeah, you have that as well.
It may be too, like for me, or orgasm is an astrological event for me. Like I'm sure that the neighbors three streets over can hear me. So I'm like, you know, I'm not, if I got to be quiet, I don't even want to do it at all. Like, if I got to try to tone it down, I'm probably not going to be in the mood. I need to be loud. I need to enjoy, like, every single moment of everything. And that's how I am. It's, I hold nothing back.
Well, that's good. That's very good. That's absolutely
so,
very good.
It may have something to do with that. I just don't get that, the same fireworks. By the way, I believe the S spot for a man is his prostate. It's his sweet spot.
Nope, that's not the S spot I was talking about. But good try.
I was going to look it up. I didn't look it up, but I know that they get really turned on from that too. So.
Yeah, they do. They do. Especially when you milk them. You milk them from their prostate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
milking is very good.
That's everything. You guys are great. I'm going to continue to listen to this show. I'll be listening to this show like every time it's on from now on.
Good job. Good. Yay! Thank you. We appreciate you.
I'm going to come back to you. You guys have a great night.
You too.
You as well, Queen.
You
peace
too.
And blessings.
Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh! You know what? That is so interesting. I'm so thankful the Queen brought that up because, you know, I would. I'm not going to say I prefer giving rather than receiving because I definitely prefer receiving, but I do love to give. I mean, you know, it's almost kind of even Steven with me. I absolutely love to give. So that's such a beautiful thing, and you know what I love about this, Marcia, is that you get to know how each of us are different. Each of us has our own unique way of being and participating in the beautiful sexual experience. So I'm so thankful that she brought that on and learning more and more about who we are as women, as
absolutely.
Men, what we love, what we don't
love. And there's nothing wrong with your preference, you know. There's nothing
absolutely
wrong that she prefers that as opposed to eating the meal. There's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely, absolutely not. So thank you so much, Queen, for bringing that to us. We do have a couple other callers, so let me just open up the line once again. We have caller 904. Welcome to Orgasmic Life Radio and the Bushy Swelling Show.
Hey, hello, my queen. How are you?
Hello.
I tell you, your previous male guest, I tell you, I don't know where that boy came from, but I like where he came from. Oh, I know where he came from.
Why.
That's my seed. I keep forgetting. That's my seed.
That is
but
awesome.
There was nothing that he said that I can't even comment or enhanced. He did a phenomenal job of expressing not only his foundation, but his own personal enhancement. And that was beautiful.
Uh-huh.
That was
absolutely
very beautiful. However, I had a conversation with a friend of mine today, and it was kind of heartbreaking to hear the concept that sex is only ordained in a marriage situation, according to her belief in God. And
oh, wow.
I said, well, that's all wonderful and good. So you're saying no sex until you're married?
Oh, dear.
Well, she said, yes. I said, so that, what about the frustrations of life, that sex is a great way to reduce your stress level very quickly and very thoroughly? Well, I'm not married, so therefore that's no conversation. And my comment was, but you're miserable. So being alive and miserable, that doesn't do anybody any good, because to be honest with you, it's a force to be around you cordially and be extremely happy, because I'm satisfied even though you're not. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I think your intensity of your search for God is because you are frustrated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate and I applaud your conviction, but my, don't you think you just get out of your own way for a moment? Then somehow the question came up was, well, you used to watch pornography. I said, yeah. Why? I said, because I choose to. But why? God said that was bad. I said, no, a man said that because he wasn't getting none. So, no, it's in the Bible.
I give you a high five.
I said, the Bible that man wrote,
yeah,
sure was inspired by God. Just like every time you get up and preach, you're inspired by God. But are those the infallible words of God, or just your inspiration because you felt it was right? That's what the Bible is, a great tool for inspirational concepts. But if that's what you're going to only live by, then you're missing. I've never seen a library of Bibles. Never. And of course, I felt that I was stepping on her toes for a moment, and I said, you know, I respect your decisions to be who you are and what you are, but you must do the same for everybody else. Respect their decision.
Absolutely.
And don't don't waste your time and energy shouldn't on their parade.
Absolutely.
You should not want that kind of power to be able to persuade somebody to do something that you want them to do so that you can feel good about them doing what they're doing. I've never,
you know, misery likes company.
Pardon me?
Misery likes company.
Oh, not like it. Misery loves more misery. And the more misery, the more miserable. And then you say, welcome to America. It's the synthesis of miserable people wanting the rest of the world to be just as hung up and miserable, except when we go to those vacation spots where we can let our hair down, where nobody's watching us and nobody's telling on us, or no one telling us what we can and cannot wear. And all of a sudden, we become a whole other person until we go back to the rat race of being a moral majority. Ooh, that's a hard job, being a fruit inspector of somebody else's fruit trees.
I need to just intervene for just a second here because we are coming up at the top of the hour and we do have another caller in here. And
okay.
So I just want to say thank you so much and thank you for your bringing your beautiful, amazing seed to us today on Orgasmic Life Radio. We love you so much. And
I love you too.
Thank you so much.
Somebody also, please mute your phone because we can hear background noise. We're going to bring in our last caller for this segment, and we will open it back up later on just in case someone else has a question. Caller 773-447, you are on Orgasmic Life Radio with the Bush's Swelling Show. Peace and love.
Love and peace. How are you?
Well, peace and love, lady love. Always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure. Great show. I just wanted to make a guess, and I'm not saying I know. I just said, well, let me guess. Could it be the question of the day? So I'm like sitting here thinking, what could it? So when I think about penises and I think about what could be the G-spot, like a G-spot, because I had never heard of the S-spot. So an S-spot. And I said, it got to be the little slit at the top of the shaft of the, you know, where that little, the mound that sit on top of the shaft, that little slit right there. That's got to be a
G-spot. You're close. So let me tell you where it is. It's called the frenulum. If you
Stellium.
Look at the penis, no, the frenulum, F-R-E-N-U-L-U-M, F like Frank, R like Robert, E like egg, N like Nancy, U like uniform, L like lemon, U like uniform, and M like money. The frenulum. It's that tiny little bump that's on the underside of the penis shaft where the
mm-hmm.
tip meets. When
mm-hmm.
you go there and you just gently, I mean, tongue, no teeth, we're not at a teeth party, the tongue
mm-hmm.
and just slither on there. Oh, my God. Girl, he'll come like a volcano.
Yeah, that little part right there, right next to that little slit, right.
Under,
I got you.
Under. The underside,
oh, under.
By the shaft.
Right, at the bottom.
Yeah.
The top
right
here.
No, at the top of where the head is.
Are you looking at the penis right now?
in my third eye, I am. In the third eye, I am.
Yeah, it's the little bump, the tiny little bump on the underside. But, you know, good try. I will definitely give me your name and your... You can give us your name and your email, and I'll send you off the ticket, the free ticket.
I'm not in the New York area, so I'm in Chicago.
Well, we got plane, buses, and trains. Not till September.
Oh, okay. Okay, so my name is Janine Ingram. I am the winner of the tickets. Yay!
and I'll send you my email, and I'm super excited.
Okay. Yay!
Thank you. Yay!
The closest. Everyone's going south, and you said, no, let me go north, which is good. So I appreciate you, Queen. Yay, Janine.
Woo-hoo! Yay! I got little scales up in here. I got scales.
Absolutely. We so appreciate you on the show.
All right. So I'm going to go back on mute. Thank you so much.
Okay. Oh, my fabulous. God. Oh.
Thank you, Queen. Love it. Oh, my God. Speak Ramsey, I just want to tell you, this lady here, she has been with us. She's been supporting Orgasmic Life Radio and before when we were Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. And I'm telling you, she is a powerhouse, and we're going to be having some shows with her on it soon. I know I'm putting it out there. She's going to be coming on, getting her freak on, because she loves to get her freak on the radio. So I just want to say thank you. And I got to check out that pendulum. I have never heard of it. See, here I am at the age and stage that I am and didn't even know. I know it, so I got to check it out. Because you say it's going to make him slither and come all over the chase.
Yes. It's going to make him call your name. It's going to make him call your grandma's name.
So listen, we're going to take just a quick break, give Marcia a chance to just get some water, relax herself a little bit before she comes back with some new information. So we'll be right back, Mammy. Hold tight.
Before rolling my seeds while we rolling papers, trying to get you high in them scrapers. Cares a vibe, cares a vapor. You should call him sick, you should call him favors. I promise, yes. You ain't never had it like this before. No, no, don't you lie, don't you tell me that you gotta go to work, baby. Cause I can pay you for the whole.
Peace and love, and welcome back to Orgasmic Life Radio and the Bush is Swelling Show with Speaker MC. I am your host, Z, and that was Roe James with Burn Slow. That's a new one for me. I love it. All right, Speaker MC, I'm going to turn it back over to you. You've had some fabulous questions and lots of good information. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, Queen.
Well, thank you so much, Z. Thank you. And thank you for all our participation from our audience members. I so appreciate your courage and so appreciate you appreciating us for sharing the information with you. So thank you and thank you. All the gentlemen who are out there who are so brave, because I know a lot of guys listen to the show, but they just stay quiet, and that's fine. You know, that's quite all right. But we love your participation. We love the energy because it's just another way to exchange energy. Yes, yes. So far we've spoken about, you know, oral sex, and we didn't want to go too much into technique or anything else, but we talked about the three types, the fellatio, cunnilingus, and analingus. We talked about a lot of people are doing it, and we said when you're having a bad oral sex experience, it could be that the giver doesn't have an idea what they're doing, or, you know, they need to be Vasco da Gama, right? Or they're incorporating too much teeth at a teeth party. It could be any of those. Or it could be that they're turned off by the smell. And we spoke about how as women and as men, there are certain things that we could do just immediately, things that are in our household that we thought they were helping us, when it's actually not really helping us. It's giving us all kinds of other bacteria and inflammation and smells that we don't want to deal with. And we also spoke about the internal aspect of the foods that we're consuming, the cigarettes that we're smoking, and how that affects our chemical and it affects our excretion, so to speak, excretion, for lack of a better word, our ejaculate, our semen. And we spoke about the composition of the semen, that the semen is, or the sperm is actually, the semen is actually 1% sperm, and 99% proteins and sugars. So obviously what we ingest is going to come back out, because our food gives us information and it's processed with our body and our neutrons and chemicals and all this stuff that's going on in our body, and then it brings it back out. But we spoke to some of our guests who like to give as opposed to receiving, and that's quite fine. There's nothing wrong with that. To each his own. And we spoke to a brother who knows a lot about his herbs and spices, and we spoke about some of the foods that, yes, pineapples, ladies, should be your friend. Red meat, stay away, stay low. And I mentioned to you about cigarettes and smoking, that smoking is just bad, period. And I mentioned the article that's trying to bring back cigarettes and smoking to make it look sexy again, but I'm saying, don't believe the hype. So, for the sweeter juice, eat more fruits like pineapples, melons, mangoes, and cinnamon. Yes, 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 yes. Well, you might be wondering, well, why even bother to go through all of this? Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. Sex. We had some callers that spoke about two instances. One lady said she loved sex. Another gentleman said he came across or had a conversation with a lady who really wasn't getting any. And, you know, she was just miserable, right? Well, sex alters your mood. It alters your DNA. It makes you healthy. It makes you walk different. It makes you talk different. That's right. When you're getting it right, you do all those things quite differently, and people can see the sparkle in your eye, the glisten in your hair. Yes, because it affects everything. Did I say everything? It affects everything. That's right. Oral sex, anal sex, sex, period. When you're getting it and you're getting it good, you feel good, and this affects how you interact with people. Yeah, and you might think, well, that's not affecting me. Well, hell yeah, it's affecting you. When you take the bus, you take the plane, you take the train, and someone gives you some kind of discourteous service, or they just step in front of you and think that they're supposed to, or you have road rage. I mean, you know, it happens all over the place. And sometimes people are just frustrated because they have all this pent-up energy that's not being released. So, have some oral sex. And trust me, do you know what the semen actually really does wonders for you? I told you that it's a good mask, a facial mask. Yes, it tightens up those wrinkles. And it's good for your hair, protein to your hair. Yeah, because we do that deep conditioning. It's a good deep conditioner. Absolutely. And when you're fighting depression and morning sickness. So, ladies, let me ask you a question. Especially those ladies who like to give as opposed to receive. When you're giving that when you're at the fellatio ceremony, you know, you're just sucking away. And when he is, and you've engaged in licking the frenulum. Remember we went over the frenulum just a minute ago. You're licking the frenulum and you're just rubbing the shaft and your finger is on his perineum and maybe you're trying to milk him or give him a rim shot with your finger and he's just going to explode like the heavens erupted, right? What do you do with all that semen that comes out? Do you drink it? Do you let it just go all over your chest, all over your face? You put it in your hair. But if you drank it, it's very good for depression. It's very good for morning sickness. Did you know that? Did you know that? It brings such a glow to your face. That backache that you were complaining about, girl, that's gone. Boy, bye. When you perform oral sex, it's just like a win-win situation. If you drink that sperm, then he'll feel like, yeah, she drank it. You know, that empowerment. You'd be surprised how guys get empowered. And if any of you gentlemen out there listening can just give me an amen, you guys feel so, yeah, she drank
it. I say amen.
Yeah, there you go. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's an empowering
feeling. I second that emotion.
You second that emotion. Thank you so much, my brothers. Thank you so much. So, ladies, take note. They feel so, if you want to boost that guy's ego, just drink that. Just drink it. Yes, just drink it because it's good for you. It's good for him. And trust and believe, there's plenty more where that came from.
However, Queen, I also enjoy the wonderful nectar from the heavenly gates of my woman.
Absolutely, absolutely. I was just talking to those ladies who love to give as opposed to receiving. That those are the women that I was talking to just a minute ago. So yes, absolutely. The nectar, our nectar is like,
it's psychedelic.
No, it's a little bit more. It's a little bit more powerful than psychedelic. It's a little bit more powerful than psychedelic. I wanted something that kind of hits you like ooh, make you feel it, like yes. But as you had said earlier, it's jarring. Yes, thank you very much. That's a very good adjective. That's a very good adjective. It's very jarring because when you start making pineapples and watermelon and mangoes your friend, ladies, oh my gosh. Can I just say one thing? I think that this recipe needs to be in every lady's room across America. Because I have gone to some ladies' room, and this is no disrespect, this is no shade, this is just, we're grown folks, right? We're talking issues that affect us. Right? I have been to some of the ladies' rooms, and if you, and some of the ladies can give me an amen if this has happened to you. You go into a stall just after another lady has come out, and oh my God, you wonder what was in here. It could not have been a human being. Yeah, like seriously. So I think this little recipe needs to be placed on every women's room door. Can I get an amen from any lady who this has happened to?
I've got my hand raised with an amen on that, Queen, and I thank you for bringing that up, because that is an issue, and I'm glad you're saying that. And I would like to see more people understand, more women understand how we can make ourselves smell better. Obviously, these odors are coming from what we're ingesting, so this is beautiful that you're also bringing it up, and that you also talk about the infections and things that we get from how we wipe. You know, these are some of the things that we may not have been taught, even as coming up as children. So if you're not taught, you're just carrying on the same thing. So very, very important information, and yes, amen to that.
Queen Z, also this is going to be very incredible information when there's no longer sex-marked bathroom. It's just going to be bathroom. And as a man, and I've lived in a house with women before, I've had to experience that odor, but didn't know how to tell someone that there was something offensive to me. So there I was shackled in my own space to not say anything, because not knowing how to say it, because the conversation has been limited to me as a man from a woman. The women go talk together, but they would never share that powerful information with me, and I'm the one to spend my life living with you.
Well, that's why it's really important to have that conversation.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And it really is important for saints. And I was going to bring that up. I'm going to call your name. I was going to bring that up because, Speaker MC, I just wanted to also say that even talking about oral sex is an important conversation. I think it's important for people to know what each other likes. Like the sister, you know, before said, well, she's not really into, you know, receiving. So if she's got a guy that wants to go down, and, you know, she may not want him to do that. She just said, look, let's just get down to the thing. So I think it's also really important for people, and this is a good way to bring more intimacy in to the relationship, to talk about, well, what is it that you like? How do you like it? How do you like it? Fuck, how do you like it? What do you want, like pressure, no pressure? You know what I'm saying? So to bring more conversation into the relationship, this is a really good topic for couples to have together. Now,
What about the art of Paja? I'm sorry. What about the art of Paja? Yoni Paja rituals.
Bobby, Yoni Puja.
Yoni
Puja.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. What about the worshiping ceremony that would take her, who says she doesn't like to receive, when knowing that it's a ritual that's far beyond just her? It's a actual connection to the universe when it's done in the form of a worship properly.
Right. I was going to get into the puja and also the tantra and also the orgasmic meditation. So those are things that are alternate. Those are actually, I put them under toys, even though they're not toys, but it's an alternate perspective in the approach. And listen, you know, maybe she really just doesn't like receiving. I mean, that is possible. You have some women who really just don't like receiving for whatever that is. And you know, I don't want to get off on a psychological tantrum or detour or deviate in that regard, but some women just don't like receiving. Some women don't even like sex. And I did a show the other day on FGM, female genital mutilation. And that's part of the reason, because, you know, they've been mutilated down there. So now all that scarring, they no longer, it's painful for them. And it's painful for them in like a torturous manner. So, I mean, you know, different strokes for different folks. And I've learned to respect that, yeah, that works for you, that works for you. It's not that she's not having orgasm. Now, if she's not having orgasm, then we have to delve into, you know, more into the tantra and the puja, the art of puja and all that. But she likes what she's doing, and she just prefers getting it stimulated from penetration. Some women are just like that. So we're all made up differently. So I appreciate you sir. I appreciate your participation. I appreciate what you brought to the table. But that's her flavor. You know, some people like cherries, some people like vanilla. So, but it's funny how Z had mentioned that people aren't having the conversations, and that is actually so true, and that is what has inspired or sparked my passion with SWELL for Women, because people are exchanging DNA, and they're not asking the right questions. You know, so here it is, one lady, oh yeah, I'm not into oral sex. She might meet a guy and may not have had that conversation with him, and he feels that, well, you know, this has worked for me before in the past, and I'm good at what I do and all that, and munch, 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 munching away. And she's like, yeah, okay, what next, you know? And so that conversation was not had. And then it might develop into, it might rumble into some kind of, I don't know, some kind of relationship toxicity, and eventually get into, well, they're not communicating. And then after they're not communicating, then there's no sex. And then after then there's no sex and there's no trust. And it's just, you know, like a snowball effect. And that's part of the reason why I developed SWELL for Women, because after that dysfunction, then we meet people like that church lady that you met, you know, she's not having any, and now they're going to subject us to their kind of dysfunctions, like Misery Loves Company. Yeah, we have traffic jams, and you're wondering, why is it a traffic jam? I don't know if this has ever happened to you. You're driving along, and you're like, well, damn, all of a sudden, the traffic just gets thick and almost comes to a standstill, and you're still moving until it gets to a point, you're like, well, what the hell was all that about? There's no accident, there's no police action, there's nothing. And there's nothing like, you know, it's bottlenecked into like a 4-lane merged into a 2-lane. None of that. All of a sudden, it starts to move again. You know why? Because you have people who are going places that they don't want to go. They're going to a job that they're miserable at, or they're going to a home that they're miserable at. So either or, they're going somewhere that they really don't want to be at. And this is part of the reason that it has snowballed into this, because they're not having the right conversations before they start to evolve into toxicity. So, yeah, that was just a roundabout way of saying, that's why we got Swell for Women. So here we are, almost at the end, and I must say I appreciate everyone, and I appreciate you all. The toys that we suggest for bringing about this oral masturbation pleasure, I spoke about Sweet Blue Lips Masturbator. It's a pussy machine, and it's a toy for men, so that's the masturbator, right? And you can get it from any toy store, and it's usually around $35. Or you have the butterfly G-spot. Yeah, you can get that also from any toy store, and that's for like $35. But what I also wanted to speak about was that if a gentleman really knows about his tantra, that tantra method of him becoming the vibratory machine on either the clitoris or the hood or even the vagina itself, then that would send all kinds of vibrations, not just through the canal, but all the way up to the skull, and just drive her wild. And it's good not only for him, but it's also, I mean, not only for her, but also for him, or, you know, her. I'm not going to judge. You know, we have same-sex unions, so that's neither here nor there. But yeah, so I just wanted to bring that to the table as an alternate toy as well. So thank you all. This has been a show and a half. I thank you all for joining us, and please make sure you connect with us. Join SWELL on one of the Swell Happy Hour social medias, or join the Bush Woman Conversations on Facebook. Connect with us through Orgasmic Life Radio for all our latest events. And there's a free gift that you can collect. I'll post it on the Orgasmic Life Facebook page. And, yeah, I thank you for embarking on this journey with us, and thank you for diving deeply into the well of sexual wellness and empowered living lifestyles with some bush on the side. Stay tuned for our live event that will be on Thursday, September 25th. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. So more to come about that. And Z, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We are so... Let me tell you something. I was absolutely taking notes. I don't even know I can read my own handwriting. I'm taking notes so fast. I'm like, why am I doing that? Because I can go. The beautiful thing is it's Blog Talk Radio, so I can go back and listen and over and over and over again. Speaker MC, I just want to say thank you. We are so grateful for you. The bush is swelling. Najami for her input. Yay, Najami. Ronnie, thank you.
Yay,
also for being here. And we just want to say that Marcia will be back again with Najami on the first Thursday in September. That's September the 7th. And we're going to have another fantabulous conversation. So look for it on Facebook. We'll be sending out messages. Please, family, we do invite you to go to Blog Talk Radio / Orgasmic Life Radio and make some comments in the section. We do appreciate when you can make your comments also. We have a Facebook page, Orgasmic Life Radio. Hit us up on there. Let us know what you thought about the show tonight. The bush is swelling. I have a Facebook page, so leave your comments. And also, any suggestions that you may have, anything that you may want to know about, talk about, we'd love to have you also share with us what you want to talk about. So thank you so much for joining us. We wish you lots of good loving, baby. Some good oral sex, baby. Now you know where that friendly limit, sister girls, rock that thing. Mm-hmm, yeah, I'm going to rock that thing. So, and just never, ever, ever forget our amazing and wonderful clitoris. We do love her amazingly. We just said thank you so much again. And tonight we're going to be leaving with a little love on the brain. Peace and blessings, and thank you so much, family. One love.
To get close to you, we burn something today. And I'll run for miles just to get it stay. No matter what I- get close to you, cause we'll burn someday. And I'll run for miles just to get a sip.